Hi friend, are you feeling burnt out from social media or even marketing in general? If you are not alone because I'm getting this question more and more right now. Amanda, what do I do if I need to take a break from social media? And so first I want to tell you that I love working with yoga teachers because you all recognize when you need to take a break and you respond to it so well. So I've worked with other people and sometimes they can just keep pushing even when they know they need a break. And really, I'm guilty of this too. And it usually doesn't end up well in the end. So to you, my dear friend, I'm giving you all the kudos. And second, I want you to know that it is 100% amazing to take a break when you need it, whether it's social media or marketing in general. The thing I want you to remember is that when you take an intentional break, it doesn't mean that you have to take a break from growing your yoga business. And in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the difference between being in a growth phase and a maintenance phase. And both of them are needed and awesome. And this actually came up through a conversation with one of my students. And as we had this conversation, I was thinking, I think I need a podcast episode on this because I am hearing it, like I said, more and more right now. I mean, 2020 has been pretty crazy and there's a lot going on in our world. And so if you're feeling that need to take a rest, I want you to know that you're not alone. But before we dive into this episode, I want to welcome you to the Marketing Yoga with Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and I love sharing marketing and business tips just like this to help you keep marketing simple and fun so you can continue to grow your yoga business. Okay, real talk time. Let's talk about growth in your yoga business. Do you feel like you're trying so hard to grow your yoga business, but nothing seems to be working? Or maybe you're just really curious because you're seeing other people's businesses grow and yours just doesn't feel like it is. I hear this all the time, and after working with hundreds of yoga teachers, I've actually distilled this down into three common mistakes. But here's the thing. I use the term mistakes, but I want to go ahead and say, the thing about mistakes is that once we know we're making them, we can correct it. And you better believe, if I have common mistakes, I also have some solutions for you because I don't like to share issues and not give a solution. So I've created a quiz for you. And this quiz will help you identify which of the three common mistakes you're making. And once you have your result, I share that quick solution. And yes, it's a very quick solution. And all of this is free, my friend. That's right. You can take the quiz on my website, marketingyogawithconfidence.com/quiz. And on the results page, literally when you get the result, there's a video that pops up and it walks you through an exercise to help you fix that mistake in no time. So what are you waiting on, my friend? Go take the quiz. Take the quiz, figure out which one of those super, super common mistakes you're making, and the quick solution, because then you can grow your yoga business. So you can take the quiz at marketingyogawithconfidence.com/quiz, and you can also find that link on my Instagram account too. Okay, let's jump into this week's episode. Okay, so let's start by defining each of these phases. So let's talk about growth first. So what is a growth phase in your yoga business? When you're in a season of growth, when you're in this growth phase, you are willing to work. And this is when you're excited, you have a new idea, or you're just ready to put in more energy and more effort. So this can look like wanting to grow your email list, growing your class sizes, or overall just wanting to grow your impact. So whatever is motivating you to grow your yoga business, that's when you're in that growth mindset. You're ready to put in some extra energy, some extra effort to grow your yoga business. And maybe you just came off of a break, or maybe you've got some extra energy a certain time of the year, or maybe you've got that new idea that you're just so excited, you can't wait to get started. But no matter what it is, you are ready. You're ready to jump in and focus on growing your yoga business. The other phase is a maintenance phase. And when you're in a maintenance phase, you need to rest. You're looking to rest and step back from a few of the things. You don't have that extra energy. And let me be clear, this does not mean you're sitting on your butt and not growing your business, but it means you're taking a step back from the hustle, the push, the things that you would do in a growth phase, you're just taking a break from it. And let's face it, 2020 has been a crazy pants year, and many people have needed to take a breather. And I want you to know that it is okay. You don't need my permission, but I'm here to give it to you in case you feel like you do. It is okay. And let me say it again and again and again, but it is okay to take a rest, to take a break, and do what you need to do to take care of you. Because without you, your yoga business does not exist. So maybe you just wrapped up a really heavy growth phase, right? You had that energy, you were super excited, and now you need to take a break. Or maybe something is going on in your personal life and you need some space. Regardless of the reason that you need a break, it's time to hit the pause button for just a little bit and focus on you or a family member or a friend and just take that break that you need. And each and every one of us are going to go through both of these phases in and out of the year. Like, we're going to have these different phases many times. And it's because you can't always be in a growth phase, because that would burn you out. And you can't always be in a maintenance phase, because then your business is going to hit a plateau and really start to see a decline. So you have to have balance of both growth and maintenance. So now I want to talk about what marketing looks like in each of these phases. First, let's talk about the growth phase. So let's say you came to me and said, "Hey, Amanda, I'm ready. I'm so ready to grow my yoga business. What do I need to do?" This would tell me that your energy is high, you're ready to put in the extra hours or the extra effort, or you're just ready to figure things out and grow your business. So the first thing we would do is we would figure out what your goals are. Are you looking to grow your email list, or are you looking to make more money? Obviously, those two things go together, but we would need to figure out what your actual goal was. So let's say you wanted to grow your email list. After you declared your goal of, "I want to increase my email list by 100 people in the next 3 months." Okay, great. Now we've got a good goal we can move forward with. So we would likely figure out some sort of a freebie or a low-priced offer that we could create a marketing plan for and then get people signing up or buying the thing, right? Because that would give you more people on your email list. And if you came to me and said, "I want to make more money. I want to fill this class, Amanda. I am just ready to make this work." Then what we would do is we would look at that class or look at the offerings that you have if you weren't sure which one to work with, and we would create a marketing plan to amp up the marketing about that specific offering. So if it's your Tuesday class at 2, let's figure out who's the perfect person and how can we reach them with the message that's going to resonate with them to get more people in that class. And that's what we would do. We would amp up the marketing. So this is the idea that you're putting in more time and more energy and more resources, whatever that means, and you're getting the trade-off of growing your business, right? You're investing the time, energy, money, et cetera, so that you can grow your business. And what this can look like is maybe it's an increased presence on the marketing channels you use. So that could mean that you amp up your use of social media or another marketing channel that you use. So this could also look like potentially adding in a new marketing channel or learning something about a new marketing channel. So a lot of people will come to me and say, "Amanda, I feel like I need to be on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and TikTok and all the things." And I say, just start with one, right? And then you can add one in later. So if you're in a growth phase, you have the capacity to learn about that new channel. So if you were just dying to take up TikTok, you would then, in the growth phase, you don't really have to grow your email list or grow your revenue. Let's hope you do one of these things or both of them. But what you could do during a growth phase is to learn how to use TikTok because you have more energy and all the things, right? So it also could look like creating a new offering or hosting a live challenge or adding in another workshop or class series because you have that extra energy. Or maybe you want to actively seek new private clients and you have more energy to follow up with people and really keep that conversation going. Or maybe you're ready, you're just so ready to dive in and figure out how to clarify your niche and update your website and all the marketing channels so that you're saying the right words that are really responding to the right dream student. Now, again, I wouldn't suggest that you do all of those things in a growth phase. Those are just some ideas that could happen when you're in that feeling of, okay, I'm feeling energized, right? Maybe you save this podcast episode and you come back to it when you're feeling energized and you needed that list to get you started with something. So pick one of those things and run with it if you're feeling like you're ready for that growth phase. But if you're in a phase of maintenance and you're like, Amanda, I'm feeling burnt out, I need to take a break, then I would say, okay, take a breath and then take a break, right? Take a pause and give yourself the space to take that pause. But before you completely check out, and you don't have to do this, but just saying, if you're like, I need to go into the cave, Amanda, I need to go away and not talk to people for a long time. Okay, if you're really going to check out in that way, which is totally fine, I would say, let's see what you can automate so that you're not completely checking out from the audience's point of view, right? If you need the break, that's fine, but let's see what we can do to make sure that you're still connected with your audience. So for example, maybe you are like, okay, Amanda, I need to take a break. And I would say, okay, can you think about carving out an hour or two in your schedule in the next week where you can write some emails and we can get them scheduled out, and then you're still connected with your email list, even if you take 3 months off. So that's just one idea of how you can stay connected with your audience, even though you aren't present in the moment. The idea is to stay connected so that when you come back, it's not as hard. That's really what it is. So if you do need to take a full-on break and you're like, I don't have time to do anything automated during this time, what I would say is that you need to understand that coming back is going to be a little bit more difficult. Jumping back into a marketing routine will be a little bit more difficult after a long break, and your audience won't respond as fast as they typically do. Now, with all that said, everything is fine. I've known podcasters that haven't podcasted for a year or two and they come back and their downloads are still up, right? It's not a big deal. You just have to know and set your expectations in a realistic way where you're not expecting everything to be at 100% of what it was before your break. So from a marketing standpoint, what a maintenance break can look like is a decreased presence. Maybe it's decreased, maybe it's completely eliminated on marketing channels that you use. So social media, email, other things, all the things, right? You can decrease the presence and still take a break, or you can eliminate it completely. You could reuse previous content or offerings. So maybe you want to take a break, but you don't need necessarily a full break from everything. So you're willing to put forth content, but maybe you just reuse it instead of recording a new video or writing another blog. You just reuse content from before. There's a great podcast episode, and I'll be sure to link it in the show notes with Rachel K. Albers, where we talk about repurposing your content. So go there and use that during a maintenance phase. Or it could be taking away a workshop or a class series that's on your schedule. So maybe you have even a few people signed up and you're like, I need a break. I don't think I can do this. So you take that off your website, you email everyone and say, I'm so sorry, there's things that have come up. I have to cancel this series or this workshop. You can either keep your spot or you can get a full refund, right? You can take a break and do this. Or maybe it's not adding any new private clients, but continuing to work with the ones that you have, right? It doesn't mean you have to step completely away from working with students. Maybe you simply need a marketing break. You're still making money having private clients and you still continue to work with them. You're just not talking about anything on social media or sending emails or recording new content, whatever that looks like for you. And my favorite part about a maintenance phase is what you can be doing is journaling and making a list of ideas. So there's no connection to what's being released in a marketing way, but you're making a list of ideas. And I've got some tips for you on that for sure. So overall, from a marketing perspective, when you're in a maintenance phase, you're taking a pause. You're simply not marketing or doing things where it's using your energy, right? You can stay connected with your students. You can still do things, but you just are taking a break or eliminating something from your schedule. So some helpful things that you can do during a maintenance phase are that you can recognize when you need both of these phases, right? Like, it's really during that maintenance phase where you're like, okay, I need a break. You're going to get better and better at recognizing when this happens. And then when you're in that maintenance phase, you then recognize, okay, I've got the energy back. I'm excited. And then using that maintenance phase to help you in the growth phase. So I've got one single tool that will help you do both of those things, recognizing when you need the phases and helping you in a maintenance phase for the growth phase. That tool is journaling. A pen, a paper, and you got it. Whatever you do from a journaling perspective, this will help you. It's going to help you notice when you're ready for each of these phases, and it's also going to help you collect those ideas. So I've received this question quite a few times, so I wanted to share it here and elaborate on this answer. So the question is, Amanda, what steps can I take when I don't want to use social media, but I still want to grow? So as you can tell, the growth and maintenance phase comes up a lot in questions like this. So my answer to you is this. Number one, recognizing you're in a maintenance phase, so things are going to look a little bit different. And the number one thing I want you to do is to journal, to write. This is the thing that's going to help you the most, and it's just you and that journal. This is writing anything that you freaking feel like, and you're taking a break from everything else. So write during this time. And these don't have to be fully thought out sentences. There is no rhyme or reason to this. It can be a paper journal, a Google Doc. It doesn't matter. But the idea is that you're just writing, and maybe you think, oh, that would be a good social media post. Okay, circle that and write social media post by it. And there you go. You've got an idea. Or maybe you come up with a new offering idea. Bingo, you've got that for the next growth phase, right? Another thing that I think is really, really helpful is specifically if you are thinking you need a break from social media, I want you to delete the app. Delete it from your phone and really take a break. If you really, really need that break, you need to take a full-on break instead of consistently scrolling and just not producing, right? I don't want you to get sucked into the comparison wheel. I don't want you to think about things and feel bad about not posting on social media. That's not the time. During the rest phase, the maintenance phase, you need to take a dang break. So delete the app and don't worry with it. If you've got a personal account and you want to stay connected there, then remove the professional account and keep the app, but remove that, like log out of the professional account so you cannot see it, because you're going to want to look eventually during this phase. And I would rather you take a full-on break. Another thing to do is to get inspiration. This brings it back to the writing, but I want you to get inspiration from other things. So if you're walking around, you're reading more, whatever it is, get inspiration during this maintenance phase so that when you're ready to come back, you've got some ideas. And this is the biggest thing. The key here is to use the maintenance phase and the resting time as a creative time, not for actual creation, like not creating videos, but for letting ideas come to you. And I want you to remember something. We've all heard some version of a writer going off into the woods, to a cabin, to wherever, secluding themselves to write their book or books, whatever it is. This is the same for you. Sometimes you have to take a full-on break and walk away to get that creative juices flowing. So you can definitely take a break and you can feel super creative during this time, but not actually do the creation. You're doing all the writing, right? You're doing the idea searching. And you can stay engaged with your current students or clients and just pause on the marketing. Like we talked about before, you don't have to go dark for your students. You can if you need to, but you don't have to. The biggest thing here is to think about, okay, if I need to take a break, let's back down the marketing a little bit and then come back when we're ready. So the next thing I have to talk about, obviously, is how do you get started again, right? So once you've gone into a maintenance phase and you've taken that break, you've given yourself that space, and then you're like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to get back in. You enter into the growth phase and you have a moment of like I don't know what the heck to do. I don't know what to do. What do? What's the first step? So I'm going to give you a tool here that I really want you to take me up on. And the tool is a Google document. So I told you, during your maintenance phase, you're going to get really creative and you're going to write a lot. And it can be on a piece of paper, it can be in a Google Doc, it can be in whatever. At some point during your maintenance phase, I want you to create some sort of digital file that has, at the very top, ideas, right? It is just says ideas on the dang page, and you're like, okay, this is where I write my ideas. Now, if you want to use paper, you can, but I'm going to tell you this. At some point, this ideas list is going to get long, and you're going to wish that you could search it. And so there is a wonderful tool in a Google Doc. It's a little magnifying glass that allows you to search the document. So you could literally put in the word like, oh, I had this idea for a winter retreat. So you type in winter retreat and you'll find that idea. This is very helpful. It's helped me many times. It's helped many yoga teachers. So this is why digital is working. Okay, so you start a Google Doc, and then I want you to put your ideas in there. Again, please don't get caught up in the words here. What I want you to do is have something that will trigger your mind to remember that idea. If it's a bulleted list, if it's a picture, it doesn't matter. Add things to this document, because when you have that moment of what the heck do I do, you go to that Google document, and that's what will help you. Because when you're ready to jump back in, I don't want you to lose that momentum at all. And you will lose the momentum if you feel like you have nothing to say or nothing to do. And you don't want this, and I don't want this. So what I want you to do is to remember that you can use your maintenance phase to fuel your growth phase as long as you know where that jumping off point is. So do yourself a big favor. Capture those ideas and put it in a Google Doc so that you're ready for that growth phase again. And remember that you don't have to take a full-on going completely dark break if you don't want to. And if there's one thing that you're like, okay, well, Amanda, if I don't want to completely disengage, what is the one thing I should keep? Email, my friend, is the answer to that question. Obviously, staying connected with your current students and clients is very like at the top of the list. But from a marketing perspective, don't lose your email consistency. And let's say you're like, well, I'm emailing every week, but I really need to take a break. Okay, just slow the emails down. Maybe it's every other week, or maybe it's once a month for a little bit of a season, and then you come back. Just don't go dark completely if you can help it with email, because that's the thing that will fuel your business. So your next step is to start that Google Doc with ideas right now. If you're in a growth phase or a maintenance phase, just get on Google, start the document. Maybe it's a notes document somewhere else. I don't care. But start an ideas document so that you have this going. It's not something you have to do when you're ready to take a break or ready to get started again. That's what you want to do, is just have it already ready, even if there's nothing in the document except like the title at the top that says ideas. Then when you're ready, you can consistently add things to it. So that's what I want you to do. Go get that Google Doc or whatever type of digital file you want to use. Get it started. And until next time, give yourself permission to take a break when you need one and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.